إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سار على نهجه ومن استنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فاتقوا الله أيها الأحباب فقد أمرنا سبحانه وتعالى في تنزيله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون ثم أما بعد. My brothers and sisters, first and foremost, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower His honor and blessings and rahmah upon each and every one of us, the Muslims throughout the world that observe the day and the time of Yawm al-Jum'ah. Allahumma ameen. I'd like to steer our attention to one of the beautiful surahs of the Qur'an titled Surah al-Jum'ah. And more so, we will look at bi-idhnillahi ta'ala today the conclusion of Surah Al-Jum'ah. And I'd like to begin by reciting the first of three verses that I'll share with you, insha'Allah ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in verse number 9 of Surah Al-Jum'ah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون.
رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي ثم اما بعد. My brothers and sisters, the day of Jum'ah is actually one of the most important weekly meetings that the ummah has. It is a day that's been institutionalized by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the Muslims throughout the world will come to a gathering or a convention. We don't have to market Jum'ah. You don't have to put Facebook posts about Jum'ah. You don't have to print flyers or make announcements. The people will come. The young, the old, those who are knowledgeable, those who are not knowledgeable, those who are practicing, those who are not practicing. The day of Jum'ah, or the congregation of Jum'ah, there is no religion on earth that has anything like it, where every single week, all the masajids around the world are filled. It doesn't matter who the speaker is. It doesn't matter what the subject is. The masajids will be filled and the people will come. Allah Azza wa Jal begins this conversation in Surah Al-Jum'ah, talking about the attitude of Jum'ah in a very strategic way. What preceded this ayah that I've just recited to you is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was speaking to Ahlul Kitab. And He told Ahlul Kitab, He told the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, tell the people of the book, قُلْ إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُّونَ مِنْهِ فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ ثُمَّ تُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Go and say to them, you know the death that you've been running away from? فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ. You are bound to meet it. Mulaqikum iltaqa yaltaqi means that you are promised and you are bound for that meeting. Nothing is going to prevent, nothing is going to stop you from meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Azza wa Jal says, and you will return back to the knower of the seen and the unseen. And He is going to thoroughly inform you of all the things that you used to do. So there's a conversation before this discussion of Jum'ah. There's a conversation about people who are running away and fear death. The Ahlul Kitab, when they were given their scriptures, There was a massive gap with some of its followers. They distanced themselves from the actual message, and as a result, they feared death. And the Sahabas, they heard the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, he had the same sentiment. He felt the same way, that there may come a time where the ummah will also fear death. And the Sahabas, they asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, will our ummah be low in numbers? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, no, you will be large in numbers, but you will be very weak. And the rest of the world will be feeding on you like wolves. And scholars, they say this happens, or one of the real or major reasons why this happens is that people have distanced themselves from the Qur'an. When you attach yourself to this book, and you recite it regularly, and you study it, by default, the believer, their minds, their hearts, their iman and faith naturally starts thinking about their final day on earth. And you don't forget it. With that, your attitude about life, you take everything seriously. You never take life for granted. Every footstep you take, you're always thinking in the back of your mind, this could be my last footsteps. Wherever it is you decide to go, and whatever it is you do, you're always thinking in the back of your mind, I could actually leave this earth today. That's what happens when you attach yourself to the book of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Now, having said that, I want you to keep that in your minds for a moment. Now the conversation of Jumu'ah begins. Allah says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O people of Iman, إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ, whenever you hear the call for salah on the day of Jumu'ah. Pause. Jumu'ah comes from the word jama'a. And jama'a means to gather. This, what you see here every single week, I like to think of it as rehearsals for the Day of Judgment. Because in Quran, Allah also calls the Day of Judgment يوم الجمعي, the Day of Gathering. You see, when you and I, we pray in a jama'a, that is also a gathering like that of the Day of Judgment, but at a smaller level. Then you have Jumu'ah, and then you have the largest gathering that Muslims will take part in, that will be their strongest reminder of the Day of Judgment, which is Hajj. So we all have this reminder constantly, every single week or throughout our salawat, that this congregation here, it just doesn't happen for no apparent reason. It happens for the greater wisdom that when we gather like this, we're supposed to be thinking about our final day on earth, and the one day that we will all gather in front of Allah Azza wa Jal and be put on trial. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us strength. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless us with honor and strength in this world and in the Akhirah. Allahumma Ameen. That's the attitude. That's what you're supposed to be thinking about when you come for Jumu'ah. And do you realize that even on Jumu'ah, you're reciting Surah Al-Kahf? Surah Al-Kahf actually starts off, وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرُزًا. Allah Azza wa Jalla in the beginning of the surah already starts talking about the earth, and eventually will take this earth and turn it back into dust. That's your mentality. But what do Muslims do? Of course, in a general context, not all Muslims do this, but a lot of them, they phone the masjid. What time does the khutbah start? And so they strategically plan their day that they can come to the masjid maybe 5 minutes before the salah begins and say, okay, I've got Jumu'ah. Who's the speaker? So they decide which masjid they'll go to based on the speaker. We'll come to that in a minute. So Allah Azza wa Jal says, إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ. Arabic students, مِنْ in this ayah in Arabic is called مِنْ التَّبْعِضِيَّةِ. التَّبْعِضِيَّةِ, actually refers to a portion of something. Allah is telling us that it is compulsory for all of you to come for Jumu'ah, but just a part of your day. You don't have to give up your entire Friday. Other religions do this. They give up their entire Saturday, their entire Sunday, but you're not required to do that. So can you imagine the dilemma now for Muslims that don't come for Jumu'ah at all? Allah says just a small portion, min, just a tiny portion. Your khutbah could literally be 10 minutes long. The entire Jumu'ah process could be 20 minutes and you can go back to your regular life. That's all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us, at least for Jumu'ah. إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ. Here's the next conversation. فَسْعَوْ. فَسْعَوْ literally means to rush. Hurry up! فَسْعَوْ is also a term that's used that if you have coffee in your hand and somebody says to you, فَسْعَوْ, you literally drop the coffee and you start running. Again, think of the attitude that Surah Al-Jumu'ah, how it preps you for the day of Jumu'ah. When you know it's time for Jumu'ah, or you know Friday is going to come tomorrow, and you know you're just hours or minutes away from getting to Jumu'ah, your mindset starts to prepare itself well before the day of Jumu'ah, well before the hour that you're going to go there, and you're thinking about what? You're thinking about this could be your last Jumu'ah. You're thinking about the Day of Judgment. You've recited Surah Al-Kahf. You've dressed your best. And you're going to go and walk in for the Jumu'ah prayer. Allah says, فَسْعَوْ, hurry up, don't waste any time. You know the irony behind that? Is that lots of masajids, you'll see people taking their time to come for Jumu'ah. But then there's a massive rush to leave the Jumu'ah. And then you'll see that there's a lot of people that will still spend maybe 20, 30 minutes just chatting. And I'm not saying there's no chatting allowed on the day of Jumu'ah, but you really have to think priority in terms of what's most important. If the khatib goes over 1-2 minutes late, he hears about it. Trust me, I know. You hear about it immediately. This is the dilemma. And I don't want anybody to think that, you know, I'm focusing on any particular individual or any particular institution. This is something that happens worldwide. Every masjid, every institution around the world suffers from the same dilemma. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us strength. And it puts pressure on those who are in charge of the masajids, because they have to figure out now who can do what and the timings. It puts so much pressure on them. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us strength, and may Allah Azza wa Jal continue to increase us in faith and knowledge. Allahumma ameen. Min yawmi al-jum'ati fas'aw. So what are you hurrying up to? Fas'aw ila dhikrillah. Ma qala fas'aw ila masjid katha wa katha. أو إلى خطيب كذا وكذا قال فسعوا إلى ذكر الله. Allah Azza wa Jal says in this ayah, hurry up, but it doesn't say hurry up to masjid so and so, or hurry up to this speaker, make sure you get a front row seat. It actually says rush towards the remembrance of Allah. Some people, they make it a priority. Who's the khatib? Oh, he doesn't speak English that well, I'll go somewhere else. Who's the imam in this masjid? What's going to be the topic? Oh, I've already heard that topic 100 times, I'll go somewhere else. You're missing the point. Allah says, go to the remembrance of Allah. Go and rush to be reminded about death. In the preceding ayah, people were running away from that reminder. But Muslims are taught, go to the masajid because that's the reminder that you need, regardless of who it comes from. And so, brothers and sisters, Allah Azza wa Jal makes it very clear, very direct. When you come to this gathering, this rehearsal, make sure that your mind is set, that you want to be reminded about Allah. Stop paying attention to things like how the presenter, you know, what points is he going through, and being critical of his hand gestures or how he speaks or how he pronounces the ings of every word. These things are trivial. Pay attention to one thing, and that's the only thing that you need from that khutbah. And that is, of course, you need to be reminded about Allah. It is actually from this portion of the ayah, some of the scholars held the opinion that the khutbah is the stage for subjects that increase your iman and soften the heart. This is not the stage for political discussions or talking about organizations. This is not the stage for it. And that's important. The reason why I mentioned that is that from time to time, I'll get somebody who comes up to me and the other khatibs as well. Why did you choose that topic and you see there's so many problems happening around the world? Why did you talk about A, B, and C and not something else? This is not the stage for it. This is a time for us to be reminded of our position in front of Allah Azza wa Jal, and that we're going to leave this world. May Allah Azza wa Jal increase us in knowledge. Allahumma ameen. Fas'aw ila dhikrillah. Here's the next portion. Wadharul bay'. Allah Azza wa Jal says, okay, you come towards the remembrance of Allah. Wadharu. Wadharu literally means sales. It literally refers to sales or transaction. Now this is important. Friday, in the modern world, Friday for businesses and employers, Friday is actually the day where lots, if not most, businesses suffer the most. Because employers go into TGIF mode. Thank God it's Friday. And this happens usually around the late afternoon from 2 p.m. onwards. So even though they're going to clock out at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock in the evening, by around 2 o'clock they're already thinking about their weekend. What I'm going to do Friday afternoon. I can't wait to get on the highway and just get out of the traffic and my week is done. So the productivity starts to lessen by this time. But later on you're going to hear something very beautiful that is a message for all believers. I want you to just hold that thought for a moment. But the lesson here, wadharul bay', leave off business and transaction. You know, if you're in a meeting and it's really boring and it's time for Jumu'ah, is it easy to get out of that meeting? Absolutely. If you're sitting there writing books, if you're writing checks for your employers and you see it's time for Jumu'ah, is it easy for you to just stop what you're doing and go for Jumu'ah? Absolutely. But if you're in the middle of a business transaction, you're about to make a sale, Allah says, wadharul bay. Stop what you're doing. That's the most difficult thing. You actually have to stop that transaction. It's time for Jumu'ah. I'll meet you after Salah. Or you have somebody else take that over. It's actually this portion of the ayah that scholars extracted, that any business that happens in the time of Jumu'ah and you have the ability to stop that, the money that's consumed or made in that particular time of Jumu'ah is not considered to be halal money. Subhanallah. I want you to think, now that's a lengthy discussion. I'm just giving you a bird's eye view of what this looks like. And I want you to think for a moment. All of the brothers and sisters and Muslims that you know that are not in Jumu'ah. I've met Muslims who have never made a sajda in their life. I've met Muslims, I kid you not, subhanAllah, I never forget this. I met a Muslim family in Mecca who lives in the city of Mecca and have never visited the Haram. This is our reality. Like, you can find this happening. And so for all of us who are here, we have a responsibility. Our responsibility is to make sure that somehow we can reach out to these individuals, encourage them and teach them and inspire them. Come to the masjid and see what the Muslims do. See what it is that we're learning, what it is that we're talking about. Feel the inspiration that the rest of you do. وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعِ ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. That is so much better for you if you only knew. The next verse.
فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ.
When the salah is finished, meaning the prayer has been executed, Jumu'ah is over. Listen to what Allah tells you. فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Go back and spread throughout the world. In other words, go back to work. Go back to school. It's okay. You don't have to worry. Go back and seek Allah's provisions, seek Allah's rizq. Scholars say, scholars of tafsir in particular, they say the fact that Allah singled out the time after Jum'ah shows that there is extra blessing and barakah for those who go back to their normal life. When you go back to work right now, or you go back to your regular routine or your schedule, there is an extra sense of barakah for the rest of your afternoon. Because why? You've fulfilled the ayah. فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. Take from the blessings of Allah. Now this doesn't mean that you should become worldly again. But when you go back out there, think about your attitude now. You take nothing for granted. You just got your spirits uplifted and strengthened. You've been re-inspired. You feel good about yourself again. That's why the person who stands on this position, the position of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is somebody that has to be very clever in how they present information to an audience, regardless who they are. One of the responsibilities of the khatib is to actually inspire people. Make them feel good about themselves regardless of their level or of practice or devotion or knowledge of the deen. Because at the end of the day, that's what you and I need. At the end of the day, we don't know what Allah will take from us, but at least we can come to Jummah and feel good that there is still hope. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu wanted to assassinate the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam several times before he became Muslim. After he became Muslim, not only was he a scholar, not only did he cry in his prayers so much that he left stains of tears on his face, but at the end of his life, Allah buried him right beside the man he tried to assassinate. Subhanallah. You have no idea what Allah has in store for you. That's why you never judge one another. Never judge someone for their mistakes. It's the worst spiritual crime you can commit, is to judge someone because of their mistakes. May Allah Azza wa Jal help us. Allahumma ameen. فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. And remember Allah a lot, كَثِيرًا. So when you go out of here, think about Allah a lot. When you're driving, when you're walking, when you're sitting in your offices, when you're with your colleagues, keep Allah in the back of your mind, but keep Him there all the time. And increase, add a little bit more of remembrance to that. Because remember, that's the attitude you came to Jumu'ah with. So that's the attitude you want to leave Jumu'ah with. One of the mistakes lots of Muslims make is they give Allah a special time and place. My Allah time is only in the masjid, only in salah, only in Jum'ah, only in Ramadan. But going back to your regular lives, lots of Muslims struggle to keep Allah with them. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us strength. And finally, brothers and sisters,
وَإِذَا رَأَوْا تِجَارَةً أَوْ لَهْوًا فَضُّوا إِلَيْهَا وَتَرَكُوكَ قَائِمًا قُلْ مَا عِندَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ مِنَ اللَّهْوِ وَمِنَ التِّجَارَةِ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ.
Allah Azza wa Jal says, and actually addresses a problem that happened in Medina. Once there was a time the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam was giving a sermon. He was giving a khutbah. There came a caravan. Today we would probably compare that to expos. There came a caravan. And there are two types of distractions on the day of Jum'ah mentioned in the surah. One of it is business, tijara, and the other is entertainment, al-lahu. So what happened is that the sahabas who were listening to the Prophet ﷺ, they hadn't internalized the sacredness of the khutbah, the sacredness of Jum'ah. So what they end up doing is when this caravan came, the business people got up. And they actually left the Prophet ﷺ standing. وَتَرَكُوكَ قَائِمًا. They left you standing and you were still talking. So some of these businessmen went to the caravan to try to do business. So what follows? The rest of the audience were curious. So they just wanted to go over and see what was happening. They were looking for entertainment. So another chunk of the audience went, and before you know it, the Prophet ﷺ is sitting there. So first what happened? Allah mentioned business people, and then He mentioned those who look for entertainment. Listen to how the ayah concluded itself. قُلْ مَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ مِّنَ اللَّهْوِ وَمِنِ التِّجَارَةِ. Say to them, what is with Allah is better than entertainment and business. The ayah began with business and entertainment, and it concluded by inverting the two. Why? Some people care about business, but everyone is affected with entertainment. That's a bigger problem. What are we talking about? This is what I will conclude with in the second part of the khutbah. My brothers and sisters, may Allah put barakah in our time. May Allah Azza wa Jalla bless us and honor us that we come to this gathering, this rehearsal of the Day of Judgment, this convention, this gathering of Jum'ah, every single Friday consistently until the last and final breath that we take in this world. Allahumma ameen. أقول ما تسمعون واستغفر الله لي ولكم ورسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه أما بعد. Some people come for a Jumu'ah just for the entertainment. They just want the khatib to say something so they can go back and say, wow, look what he said. Wow, look at that. Man, that khutbah was amazing. But it didn't actually instill any change, any reflection. They didn't actually go back home and think about, okay, I need to make some changes in my life. I need to start picking this book up a little bit more. I need to change my attitude with my fellow brothers and sisters. I got grudges in my heart that I shouldn't have, so I need to address those. I haven't talked to my brother or my sister or siblings or my fellow Muslim for 10 years. I got to stop doing that. These are the things you have to think about. Why? Because we're going to leave this earth. That's the central core lesson in this ayah, or in these verses. That's our purpose, why we are here together. We are all being reminded that there will come a day that we will be put on trial in front of Allah, and we will be asked, عَلَى كُلِّ قَوْلٍ قُلْتَ وَعَلَى كُلِّ عَمَلٍ عَمِلْتَ. Everything you said and everything you did. And so, brothers and sisters, Allah concludes, وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ. Don't you dare worry, because Allah is the best of providers. That's important, especially for all of you that are working and you took time off your job to be here. And I know in the back of your mind, because we're humans, we're concerned, we have bills to pay, we have families to look after. You might be thinking, you are taking a bit of a pay cut just being here. I'm here to stand in front of you and to remind you, وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ. Never has someone given up something for the sake of Allah except that Allah returned for them much more. It never happened, and it probably will never happen. Because it's impossible for you to do something that is pleasing for Allah and then you suffer for it. That's not the relationship that Allah Azza wa Jalla has with His creation. And so may Allah Azza wa Jalla continue to strengthen our faith. And may Allah Azza wa Jalla put barakah in our time. May Allah Azza wa Jalla give us the strength that we continue to carry the message of the Qur'an with wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Allahumma ameen. Ayyuhal ahbab, these are the words that I leave you with. And we send peace and blessings to our Rasul, salawatu rabbi wa salamuhu alayhi. Kama amurana subhanahu wa ta'ala fi tanzili. Inna allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama sallayta على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم اغفر المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك قريب سميع مجيب الدعوات. اللهم إننا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل، ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.